AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There's a state of emergency being declared in Florida as Governor Rick Scott warns Tropical Storm Erica poses a severe threat. Forecasters now say that storm will hit the southern tip of the state and then move north. It's already inundated the Caribbean with heavy rains. Erica is battering Puerto Rico after killing at least four people on the Caribbean island of Dominica. It has been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Today, former President George W. Bush returned to the city to see how the recovery has taken place.
Today, we celebrate the resurgence of New Orleans schools. We honor the resilience of a great American city whose levees gave out, but whose people never gave up.
He visited the oldest public school in the city, the Warren Eastern Charter High School. It was closed for a year because of that storm's damage. In Washington state, firefighters are holding their own against the largest wildfire on record and getting more help from outside the area.
There will be 16 folks from the Australian contingent, mid-level supervision on the ground, division supervisors, heavy equipment bosses, task force leaders, and two folks with some aviation skills.
That fire has damaged or destroyed at least 40 homes. Several people believed to be part of a human smuggling operation have now been arrested in Austria in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants. They're believed to have suffocated in a refrigerated truck. The AP's George Yon tells us the country's interior minister is calling for help from other countries to solve the migrant crisis.
She basically said that this tragedy should serve rather as a wake-up call for joint European action on solving the migrant influx.
At least 2,500 migrants have died this year. The Obama administration has the support of a federal appeals court in a dispute over the bulk collection of phone data on millions of Americans. And on Wall Street at this hour, a bit of a pullback. The Dow's down by 77. This is AP Radio News. A Virginia teenager has been sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for helping another teen travel to Syria to meet up with Islamic State militants. The 17-year-old Ali Shukri Amin told the judge today he didn't expect sympathy. Meanwhile, a man from Kenya has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to providing money and recruits to foreign terrorist groups. Mohammed Saeed admitted earlier this year he conspired to support the Al-Shabaab organization. The National Zoo has announced it's a new panda cub is a boy.
He's doing great, and we're very excited with the progress of our little boy.
The surviving panda cub is the son of the zoo's male panda, Tian Tian. Mei Zhang gave birth to the fraternal twins on Saturday, but the smaller cub died on Wednesday. The CEO of the adultery website Ashley Madison is stepping down. Noel Biederman agreed to resign in the wake of a massive breach of the company's computer systems. I'm Diane Kepley. AP Radio News.